He's got the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's Nikki's Biz.
Which celebrity would you like to trade places with for a day? 92925 if you want to text, okay? I'll tell you who most people chose coming up in just a second. First, this is a terrifying story from 1982 about Cher that I guarantee you've never heard. So Cher was on Broadway.
I was going to say, this is probably like the height of her career.
1982?
Ish.
Was that? I don't know. But she was on Broadway at the time in New York City. And she says to this day, she doesn't go out after her concerts because it's not safe. Fans will rush her. So a bunch of fans actually came to her rescue after she was dragged into an alley by this person.
Wow.
He tried to kill her. She says she always got dropped off at the stage door when she was on Broadway. She thought this guy was coming to shake her hand. Instead, he grabbed her arm and put it behind her back, started pushing her down the alleyway, and said, if you make a sound, I will kill you.
Oh, my goodness.
Two fans who later became really close friends of hers saw something was wrong, started screaming, ran toward her, and this guy ended up running away.
What a story.
Scary.
I mean, to be a fan seeing this.
I know.
Be in the moment, rise up, be a hero, and then be friends with her after. I mean, that's your life is pretty much made.
You saved Cher's life.
Right.
That's crazy. Yeah. I can only imagine the PTSD after that, what you're thinking.
Seriously.
Kind of reminds me of The Bodyguard, you know, when they're showing like behind the scenes on stage, what she goes through. It looks really, really scary.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities, I don't think, want to have security detail. They don't want to have bodyguards, but they realize you need to.
You need to.
Exactly. Takes away from your privacy.
All right, so a website asked people which celebrity they'd trade places with for one day.
You know, you asked me this earlier, and I kind of regret my answer.
You said Johnny Depp.
Only because he has, like, mansions and villas around the world.
He's also addicted to every substance that you can possibly be addicted to.
You just said for a day, though, so okay, it could be fun. I think I'm going to go Drake now.
Drake, yeah. Why?
Because he just probably has so many contacts.
You want to get the ladies.
That's true.
You want the swag of Drake.
Yeah, he name drops, like, everyone. Everyone just seems to know him, so it'd be fun.
And everybody loves Drake.
That's it. You can throw a big party.
Jennifer Lopez was actually the top response.
Interesting. Mm. Why do you think that is?
She's J-Lo. I mean, it would be great. She'd be amazing.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
But her relationship is boring to me. That's what I wouldn't want Alex.
Yeah, no, neither would I. I wouldn't wish that upon anyone.
But she was number one. Taylor Swift came in second.
Okay.
Meghan Markle.
See, their day-to-days, I don't think, are that exciting, it doesn't seem to me.
Ooh, it'd be fun to be a princess for a day.
Yeah,
well, I guess Meghan Markle used to be a princess.
Right.
LeBron James.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be a professional athlete, like the best in the world at something for a day?
Maybe during a championship game, but during a regular day, I don't know. They're just training most of the time. And
LeBron James' life is too boring for Sam. Beyonce.
Yes.
Then Kim Kardashian, then Drake, then Rihanna how it played out.
Would you want to be Kim
Kardashian?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I'd like the glam squad that she has.
True.
The servants. Her house. I think she has the biggest house out of any celebrity. Like
That's
the most expensive
true.
House. Yeah, I'd love to try that for a day.
You'd have to be talking to Kanye though all day.
No, they don't talk, I don't think, actually. At this point, they're living separate lives in separate states, I'm pretty sure.
Perfect.
All right, it's 7:36 right now. That is your Biz. Are you ready to play